I'm your host, Annette Hines, and this is Parenting Impossible, the Special Needs Survival Podcast. I'm so glad that you've come back to listen today. And if this is your first time, I'm really glad you found us. This podcast has been a dream of mine to start. It's been since last September, so I guess going on about 9 months now. And it's been a journey for sure. It started out as a vision to create a space where we could give some great information and have great conversations with parents, siblings, professionals, caregivers, caregivers who are professionals, and just, you know, a wider group from our community of folks with special needs. And I use that term rather loosely because disability just doesn't cut it anymore. And I'm kind of taking a step back and re-examining, you know, where we've come. Because this week, as this podcast comes out, it's a special week for me. It's a celebration of Elizabeth's birthday. My daughter Elizabeth is the inspiration for everything that I do. And most of you who've been listening will know that my daughter Elizabeth passed away 6 years ago at the age of 17 from a rare disorder called mitochondrial disease, which is, you know, a spectrum of disorders that range from mild to profound. Unfortunately for her, she was on the profound end, and it left her wheelchair bound, without much independent movement, blind, unable to speak, intellectually disabled, and very medically fragile. Ultimately, all of the systems of her body were impacted, and it was a degenerative, complex condition which ultimately took our life. It's still hard to talk about. It still creates so much pain and anguish for me, but I want to, through all of this tragedy, still talk about the joy, still talk about, you know, what our life was like, still share with all of you the many things that we learned, the many lessons, the many moments that were there that just make up a life, that make up our family's life. The reason that I talk about this is because so many of you struggle, so many of you out there are trying to get through today and tomorrow and string together those moments to make a life. And when I was going through it, I so very much wanted somebody like me to talk me through all of this. I so wanted somebody to help me navigate this. And I have my law firm that I started over 20 years ago, and now I have a new company called Special Needs Family Services that is helping people navigate. But not everybody can do business with me in that way, and not everybody has the same kind of access to a special needs attorney or a special needs advocate or a special needs navigator. And so I started this podcast, and I wrote my book called Butterflies and Second Chances. And I get out there and speak, and I write blog posts, and I do webinars, and I do speaking engagements, and I get out and talk to as many of you as I can. And I use as much medium as I can to reach all of you so that you're not lonely like I was, so that you have the information that you need and you're not missing the things that I was missing when I was raising my girls. I am hopeful that by connecting us all together, by sharing, by creating community, that we can together help each other. And in doing so, you're helping me heal. So I thank you for the opportunity to bring this podcast to you. I thank you for the opportunity to connect all of the wonderful people that I have been able to bring in interviews to all of you. It's been such a joy. And I am so looking forward to continuing to do this for many more years. The listeners that we have, it's incredible. From people in the Soviet Union, from people in Australia, in New Zealand, and Great Britain, and Ireland, and Turkey, and the Philippines, and oh my gosh, so many places, Hungary, and France, and Spain, and Canada, Mexico, all over the U.S. It's unbelievable and so fun that people are listening everywhere. So now, though, I need you to go ahead and scroll down and click that happy 5-star rating and write me a nice review, because we don't have very many reviews. I know it's kind of a pain to do it, and it's, you know, it's not easy on every single platform to write those podcast reviews, but I'm going to ask you, because I know you're listening and I know you're enjoying because you come back every week, but I'm going to ask you to take an extra 30 seconds and please do that review for me now, if you will. So this week, because it's Elizabeth's birthday and we're celebrating her life, and because, you know, it's a special time for me, Mother's Day just passed, and this is a time of renewal, doing a little reflecting and looking back over the last 8-9 months of this podcast and all of the things that we've created and the momentum that we've created and the wonderful things that we've accomplished and all of the wonderful things that we have to look forward to. And I, instead of bringing you an interview this week, I am actually going to give you a link in the show notes to an interview that I did on somebody else's podcast. It's Sydney Weiss's Seek the Joy podcast, and it was an interview that she did with me where I was talking about my book, Butterflies and Second Chances, and where I was talking about the joy of raising Elizabeth and Caroline and the joy of being a special needs parent and even the silver lining and the, you know, coming out of the other side of loss and where this has all led me. So I'm eager to share that with you, and I'm really eager to know what you think. This audience has been great. You all have been so generous with your questions and your comments and your thoughts, and I appreciate the messages that I get. I appreciate all of the connectivity that we have together, and I want you to just keep sharing that with me. I want you to just keep connecting with me and let me know what your thoughts are about the interview with Sydney. If you scroll down in the show notes and you click, you're going to end up over to her site for the Seek the Joy podcast. There's a blog that goes along with that where she interviewed me for the blog as well, and where I talk about Elizabeth and about Caroline as well. So some things from the book that I share are, you know, some of the insights about grief and loss, and some of the moments that are not so pretty about raising a child with special needs. Also, you know, what's it been like for Caroline? Of course, I'm not in her shoes, and I can't speak from experience for her. But just from a parent watching what she's been through and what I think that it's been like for her, and when I first realized, you know, how she was taking this all in and really internalizing what being Elizabeth's sibling was like, the worrying that she was doing. There were many moments that I truly worried about Caroline and how, you know, this impact was weighing on her. And then, you know, what about after? So one of the big things that I think about a lot, especially around Mother's Day, is, you know, this whole question of, am I still a special needs mom? Elizabeth is gone, and do I still fit into this special needs world? Yeah, I get it. I'm a special needs attorney, but I don't have a special needs kid anymore. So am I still a special needs mom? So I feel a lot like a mom without a country. I never really quite fit into that typical parent world. And yet I don't struggle anymore with parenting a special needs child. So where am I? You know, where's my place? Special needs families are my people, you know? That's where I live. That's my heart. That's what I get. That's the life that I get. But how do I still connect when I'm not doing the all-nighters anymore, when I'm not, you know, frustrated in trying to find staffing the same as you are? So where does that leave us as friends? Where does that leave me in the community? And it's a struggle. And certainly it's a struggle that other folks that I know of who've lost children or adult children with special needs, I know that, you know, they're feeling similarly as well. We have shared similar experiences. Not everybody expresses it quite the same way, but it is hard to move on and just take that full step back into the light, that full step back into, you know, traditional parenting roles. You just don't quite get back there. It's not the same. So, you know, what do we do? Well, I don't have an answer. I wish I did. And I'm figuring it out one day at a time, just like everything else. And it's one thing that being a special needs parent taught me is there is no answer. You just take it one day at a time. And you are flexible and you just roll with it. You just do the best that you can every day. So those are some of the things that have challenged me and that I think about every month of May that comes along. Something else that is coming up, you know, I've been doing on my social media posts, if you've been following me, shout outs for 40 businesses in 40 days. During this pandemic, I found that it was really important to highlight, at least for me, some nonprofits that have been meaningful in my life for my family and for my practice, meaningful for all of the people in my community. So I've been picking special organizations that have been doing incredible things, and I've been giving them a shout out every day. And sometimes I've been grouping them together when they belong together. So, for example, yesterday I gave a shout out to, was it yesterday? Now, see, the days are all merging together. This is the problem with this virus, is that one day just kind of blends into the next, into the next, into the next. So you'll have to forgive me where I just can't seem to recall what day I'm on these days. It's becoming so difficult, but I did give a shout out to three local ARCs that have direct service models, and each of them have a very unique perspective. So it was Minuteman ARC, Northeast ARC, and Charles River Centers. And those three organizations have each touched my family in some way, provided a service. In addition, they do great works for many families that I serve. So I wanted to give a shout out to them, and I grouped them together because they are sort of like organizations. And giving them a shout out on social media with the presence that I have just brings attention to what they're doing, what a wonderful organization they are, and hopefully widens their following, maybe helps them get some donations during this time. And for all of these organizations that I'm giving a shout out to, I haven't been, you know, really public about it, but I am also sending along a donation to each and every organization as well. At the end of the 40 days, I'm going to be on Elizabeth's birthday, which is May 31st. And I'm going to be doing something very special for my last 40th organization, which is, as you can imagine, the most special organization. I'm sure you can guess what organization that is. It's Perkins School for the Blind. So Perkins was like Elizabeth's Disney World. She went to school there for many years. I always forget if it was 8 years or 9 years, but she was there for a very long time. She also went there when she was in the infant toddler program as a baby as well. And she just loved it. Those were her people. You know, they knew how to treat and teach a young woman like her with multiple disabilities and treat her with respect. She had a music teacher, John, who just got the best out of her. Many teachers, many aides, many assistants, from the woman at the cottage who cared for her and made her meals, to the nurse who took her to school every day, to just on and on and on, to teacher Jody, who actually, you know, at the end of her life, took time off of teaching her class to sit with her until she took her last breath. It was just incredible the way that school and its community rallied around Elizabeth and our family from the beginning to the end. One of my last touching memories of Perkins actually was at Elizabeth's wake, when so many students from Perkins came in with their canes and their glasses and single file, with their assistants leading them in, and all different, you know, different ways that they filed in, and they came to offer me condolences. It was so touching. I just get so choked up even now thinking about it. She touched a lot of lives, and that school really meant so much to her. And so because of that, because if you're not there, it's hard to understand what this institution really means to people. But it is just so incredible. I know I keep saying that, but it's true. If you ever find yourself in the Northeast, you should take a tour of that place. They have a museum. It's so historical. The pictures are wonderful. The history, it's amazing what they can do with blind children, deaf-blind children, and adults, and what they do all over the world. The way that they reach out, it's incredible. And what they're doing now, these days, when we can't be in person with each other, is also incredible. They are the world leaders on educating the blind. So, having said that, I am doing a fundraiser, and I'm hoping to match up to $5,000 to raise $10,000 for Perkins. We did a fundraiser when Elizabeth passed in her memory, and I can't remember how much we raised, but it was a nice sum of money. People were very generous then, and I'm hoping to raise a lot of money now. So, Perkins, you are incredible, and I thank you for all that you do for Elizabeth. And this is a wonderful week to remember Elizabeth, And it's a wonderful week to reflect back on everything that I've been able to do with this podcast and to think about the future of the podcast and all the wonderful interviews to come. Thank you again, everybody, for listening and tuning in. Thank you in advance for those wonderful reviews that you're going to leave me. I really appreciate it. And thanks for joining. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I just wanted to take a second to say how much I appreciate you taking the time to listen to these podcasts. I'm having a blast doing them, and I hope that you're finding the content to be what you were really hoping. If you are, please take a second to leave a rating and a review. It's so helpful in getting this content out to people who really need to hear it. Thank you so much.